Additional taxpayers' money is being sought to pay for the upkeep of the newest transportation hub in western Massachusetts. Springfield's Union Station needs an additional $146,000 from the city to avoid operating in the red for the first year following its reopening last June after a $95 million restoration. This year's city budget included $750,000 to help pay to operate Union Station, which is owned by the Springfield Redevelopment Authority. Mayor Dominic Sarno has said he views the city's subsidy for Union Station as an economic development expense.
Whether it's federal investment or state investment or private development investment, they'll ask, Mr. Mayor, Dominic, what's the city's skin in the game? And we'll do that within reason. But our whole goal here is to make this self-sustaining moving forward.
Federal and state funds paid for the restoration and redevelopment of Union Station into a transportation center for train and bus passengers. Originally built in 1926, Union Station had been closed since the 1970s. Chris Moskal, executive director of the Redevelopment Authority, said it will take time for Union Station to become financially self-sufficient from the rents paid by tenants in the building.
It actually was anticipated that in the first 2 to 3 years that it would require additional funding.
71% of the available space in Union Station is currently leased, which is in line with projections, according to Moskal.
And so we're right on there, and we've got a couple of other interested parties for the remainder of the space in the building, which is the mezzanine level, as well as a portion of the second floor.
The two biggest expenses at Union Station are for security and maintenance.
Security being number one. People need to feel safe, and we want that. The second priority for us is to always have a clean facility.
MJ Norton Security of Springfield has a contract with the SRA to provide security services at Union Station. The building is also patrolled by Springfield Police, State Police, and Amtrak Police. Moskal said the maintenance contractor, CleanRight of Ludlow, sends a crew in every night to scrub the inside and outside of the building.
And they provide, in my estimation, the cleanest facility I've ever seen, not only in transportation, but anywhere in the downtown.
The number of people passing through Union Station every day is expected to increase beginning next month when new high-speed rail service is scheduled to begin between Springfield and New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, CT Rail is scheduled to open the middle of June, so we're very, very excited about that.
In addition to the subsidy from city taxpayers, Union Station also receives an annual payment of $500,000 from MGM, which later this year will open a resort casino a few blocks from the station. Sarno is asking the city council to transfer the additional $146,000 for Union Station from the city's free cash account, which is unspent money from the last fiscal year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.